Choosing the Disciples, Matthew 4, 12-22, and 10, 2-4. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light. In other words, I was to go there to share the light of remembrance with all who would hear. So when I had come to a place of clarity within myself about my ministry, I came out of the wilderness and journeyed back to Galilee along the area of the river Jordan, where John had been teaching and baptizing. I knew that my ministry was to be one of very public nature, and I desired to have companions working with me to accompany me, to learn of me, and then to teach on their own. And I knew that a good place to start to find ones who would be interested in a new way of thinking would be to go to where John had been ministering. So I journeyed along the river Jordan to Nazareth to visit my family and thence to Capernaum, which is on the coast of the Sea of Galilee. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed me. Simon and Andrew had been baptized of John, and they were interested in learning more about this new way of thinking. They were simple of heart. They were indeed fishermen. But they had a curiosity to know something beyond what they had been told, filtered down from the priests and rabbis. For in truth, they did not go unto the temple that often. But they were curious. There was a calling within their heart. When I came and spoke with them, for I said more to them than just to come and become fishers of men, they did indeed come to learn more. They came, and they sat with me, and we talked of many things. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship which Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. For they also had been hearing John's preaching, and they also wanted no more. They had many questions, also many questions. There were the first four I had asked to travel with me. Now, if you were about to find friends to travel with you and to assist in a ministry, what kind of men or women would you select? Indeed, ones who would be willing to learn, who would have purity of heart, who would be willing to ask to go within, to entertain new ideas, to break with old tradition, ones who would have the strength of their conviction, once they had wrestled with an idea and had come to a place of clarity with it, and ones who would desire to share with their fellow men or women what they were learning. Think upon the question, if you were to select ones to be with you in a ministry, who would you select? Ones who knew love and were able to share love? Ones who were willing to question and not be in judgment? Ones who would support and encourage you and each other? I ask this question for a reason, for all of you are my disciples even now. It is not something that is over and done with an age long, long ago and no longer pertains to you. As my disciples, you have a truth which you are remembering. You have a truth which you have been playing with, studying, asking questions. And in the days to come, you will want to, and already you are doing this, collect to yourself other disciples known as friends. Now, I do not go out and immediately select the 12 which are recorded as disciples, for the work grew and evolved. We traveled to various places, and I taught in the temples, I taught in the countryside, I taught wherever there was a group who wanted to hear what I would share with them. And gradually there was a following which was literally a following. For ones of that time were more nomadic than what you see the present lifestyle to be, and yet many of you are very mobile and always moving. There was a following, a literal following, which went with me from town to town, and there were ones of that group who dedicated themselves, not because I asked them to, but because they wanted to serve me and the other ones who traveled with us. And among that group of dedicated ones there were many women who were my disciples. Many of these women are recorded in other histories and writings, some of which are still extant and will be rediscovered in time. For know you, there are writings which did not make it into the compilation of texts between the covers of what you have now as your scriptures. There were 12 disciples recorded in your scriptures which I ordained, not by any grand ritual, but by knowing what was in their hearts, to teach and to heal. Those are the ones who are recorded in the scriptures. Now the names of the 12 apostles are these. The first, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas and Matthew the publican, James the son of Alphaeus and Lebbeus, whose surname was Thaddeus, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot. The importance of what I share with you now is that there were more than 12. In truth, there were many who were called, and out of the many, there was a percentage who chose to follow to be the disciples, to follow the new discipline of love and remembrance. Do you feel the call?